So it's been a while. I just wanted to say, hey, you know, I've been God healed me. You know, it says my tongue's a double-edged sword. Out of the same mouth comes blessing and cursing. The boat was moved by a mighty wind, but it's steered by a tiny member of the rudder. It refers to our tongue as a tiny member, because it steers our life, depending on how we speak. I know this is true because of the way God healed me. It doesn't matter to me what anybody thinks. I'm just grateful. It's not just the tongue. It says, don't let your members do unrighteousness. There's more than one. There's an S on members. There's many. And Esther 8:5 says, if it pleases the king and I have found favor in his sight, and the things seem right before the king, and I'll be pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to reverse letters of Haman, the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, which were written to destroy the Jews, which are in all the king's providences. So there's things that we see that are written, that have been written, that are in every person's house, home, all over the world, every city, country, every place, whether it's a letter, a book, an article, a movie script, that is written to destroy. If we even see the word, if we write a letter and we write these words, words, things that cussing and the opposite of invoking courage or confidence can lock you in your prison, can bring you down and hold you down. Our brains are sensitive to all of our senses. But not only that, it says do good deeds, because when you do a good deed, it's like good deeds. It makes you feel good, but it makes the other person feel good too. So it's like, if you see a bad deed, you feel bad. If you do a bad deed, you feel bad. There's a way to heal, it says we will, servants will not be corrected by mere words alone. Though they will understand, they will not respond. Because it's talking and words alone won't do it. There's many, many scriptures that refer to rejoicing. In psalms, hymns, and spiritual music. It says James, 13, is any among you afflicted, let him pray, and any merry, let him sing songs, psalms. Colossians 3:16, the word of Christ dwell in you richly in the wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing while the grace in your hearts in the Lord. Acts 29-12. He's in deep sleep. Did a long preach. That's all I need to do. I'm gonna always follow God. Nobody ever tell me it's not real. I've been to too many things. I've had kids and things you guys never even imagine. I could have never loved a crown. Crown is a noble woman. There's 1 in 1,000 men found righteous. 0 women were found righteous. It's because y'all didn't have, you know, y'all had to listen to men up until recently when we got your freedom. So I'm sure there's a couple righteous ones now, but if you listen to something, you'll believe it. Your brain will hear it, you'll believe it. That's why it says to be careful. You know, to be careful who you're listening to and the things you're listening to, because your brain will believe it, even if it's real or false, lies or not. A philosopher A only knows what philosopher B teaches them. So whatever you say, you'll believe. If somebody tells you a lie, you can trap yourself and believe this lie. But God will save you. You have to dedicate the time. A wife of noble character, who can find with a question mark? She is worth far more than rubies. God had to change me before I could ever have a crown. A crown is a noble woman for a husband. So vice versa, a noble man, I guess, would be a woman's crown, but he had to teach me how to love, how to be righteous. I didn't deserve a crown. I couldn't have treated a crown right. I hope to meet one. I hope he puts her in my path, whoever she may be. But not many people are found righteous. It was faith. God will make it. He'll change you so that you are. It's amazing. Going through something that's kind of tough, but I'll get through it because I know God's with me. There's a lot of more scriptures that refer to the way we speak. Things we see, hear, do. It's very fragile. That's why the pathway to heaven is so narrow. Even a comment that doesn't have something can like still rock you up and up there in your inner prison. There's a way to heal.
I'm blessed. I see these kids, it's like we forgot to tell them to brush their teeth.
I just thank God for everything he's done for me. You guys have a wonderful day, night, or evening, wherever you're at. I love y'all.